So today we'll listen from Srimad Bhagavatam because this is Damodara month. So we'll hear the Damobandhana pastimes of Krishna. So I know you must, the English speaking devotees must have heard from previous speakers, they must have touched a different area of this pastime. So last 3 days I was speaking in Bengali, covering the whole chapter of this 10th canto, 9th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I thought in English also we'll try today and tomorrow to cover as many as verses. So this pastimes of Damobandhan is very special pastimes. As we know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anadi Ananta Rupam, from time immemorial, the Param Brahma has manifested Himself in unlimited forms. Though Shruti says, Ekameva Aditya, Param Brahma is one, still He has unlimited forms. Why He has unlimited forms? Because Param Brahma is Rasavaisaha, is made up of mellows, He releases mellows. That's why to release mellows, there are unlimited mellows, rasa or bhava. That's why Param Brahma has manifested Himself in unlimited form. So among the unlimited forms of Bhagavan or Bhagavat Swarup, the Krishna form is the highest form. That's why Bhagavatam saying, Ete chansa kalapunsa krishnastu Bhagavan swayam. Among the pastimes of all different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the pastimes of Krishna is the most attractive. That is, that particular form is given name as Krishna, Akarsayati iti Krishna, that form which attracts. It's very attractive. His speciality attractive, the sweetness of His playing flute, Venu Madhuri, and Leela Madhuri, sweet pastimes, are very incredible pastimes, so attractive. The Shastra saying, the Krishna's pastimes are so attractive, it not only attracts the living entity, not only attracts the demigods, even if all other Bhagavat Swarups, including Vishnu, also get attracted towards the sweet pastimes of Krishna. The most wonderful thing is that Krishna's pastimes are so sweet, so attractive, that not only He attracts all others, that He Himself also gets attracted. That is the beauty of Krishna's pastimes. Atma parjanta sarva chittahara. Chittahara means who attracts others' hearts. The beauty of Krishna's pastimes is not only He attracting others' hearts, He Himself also gets attracted. That is the greatness of Krishna's pastimes. So among all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, we know the Rasalila is the topmost pastimes. Though Rasalila has been regarded as the topmost pastimes, but this Damobandhan Lila is also very, very special. Why this Damobandhan Lila is very, very special? In Damobandhan Lila, we find very contradictory position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know the quality of Param Brahma. Param Brahma has unlimited good qualities, and Param Brahma not supposed to have any bad qualities. There are 18 qualities, like sleeping, getting into Maya, bewildered, becoming angry. There are 18 qualities that Param Brahma should not have, that found only in living entities. But interesting is, in this pastime of Krishna, we see there are many, many contradictory qualities. That Krishna being Atmarama, self-satisfied, He's feeling hungry. Krishna being Aptakama, He's always ever satisfied, Atmatripta, but He's feeling dissatisfied. Krishna being transcendental beyond the three modes of material nature, He's become very angry. Krishna, even if He's the husband of Lakshmi Devi, He's trying to steal. Krishna, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so powerful. Even if Mahakala afraid of Krishna, Yamaraj afraid of Krishna, and Swayam Bhaya, fear, afraid of Krishna, but that Krishna becomes very scared just to see a stick in the hand of his mother. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has bound unlimited living entities by the rope of Maya, how he can be bound by a simple rope in the hand of Mother Yashoda? So all the contradictory qualities of the Parambrahma has been exhibited, and our acharyas have very nicely reconciled how still he can become Parambrahma. This is very important things to analyze in these pastimes. Then the next important things to observe here in this pastime is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the greatness of Supreme Personality of Godhead? That he has unlimited quality. Out of unlimited two qualities, Isita and Basita, that he is Ishwar, controller of everything. And Basita, that he can, both are same meaning almost. But in spite of that, Supreme Personality might have unlimited good qualities, but in spite of unlimited good qualities, all his good qualities would not make him great if he would be lack of one good quality. What is that good quality? What is that great quality that has made Krishna so great? Krishna has become Bhagavan. Krishna has become great not because he is greater than the greatest. Krishna has become Bhagavan. Krishna has become great because he can become smaller than the smallest. Krishna has become great not because he controls everybody. The greatness, beauty of Parambrahma is not that he is controller of everything. His greatness is he is controlled by his devotee. How much bhakta vatsalata, how much dear to his devotees, that how he is controlled by his devotees. So that sweet nature, that great nature, that most important nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to extreme extent, no other incarnation Krishna has exhibited. Krishna has put himself, or God has put himself into such a position that exhibits that extent he can be controlled by his devotee. So nicely Srila Sukadeva Goswami explaining in this pastimes of Damabandhana pastimes. So this Damabandhana pastimes took place in this month of Kartik, which is known as Damodar month also. That's why we will hear from Srimad Bhagavatam. Board Lakhane? No, board? Just read one verse to start with. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Shuka Vacha. Ekada Griha Dasesu. Yashodananda Gahini. Karmantara Nijuktasu. Nirmamanta Swayam Dadhi. Sri Shuka Vacha. Ekada Griha Dasesu. Yashodananda Gahini. Karmantara Nijuktasu. Nirmamanta Swayam Dadhi. Sri Shuka Vacha. Ekada Griha Dasesu. Yashodananda Gahini. Karmantara Nijuktasu. Nirmamanta Swayam Dadhi. touches. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, "One day when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maid servants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities." So before I start to describe about this, I would like to remind you that two things while we'll discuss this subject matter, you always keep attention to understand two things. One is the anomaly within Krishna. Where is the difference that Parabrahma not supposed to have, but Krishna exhibiting those qualities? And second thing, you try to observe the extent of Krishna's bhakta vasyata, that how much he is controlled by his devotees. The two important features, I'll just read a little bit purport. Srila Vishwanatha Bhut Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Sanatana Goswami, says that the incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place on the Deepavali day or Deepamalika day. Even today in India, this festival generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all the cows of Ananda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Mother Yashoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt and churn it into butter personally, since she thought that this child Krishna was going to the houses of neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared in the house. So here, studied, Sukadeva Goswami continued. What is continuing here? Our Acharya is explaining when Srila Sukadeva Goswami was describing in 10th canto, describing to Parikshit Maharaj the pastimes of Krishna. So he was describing some sweet pastimes and course of his discussion. So he turned into describing some philosophy. So when he was describing some philosophy, just as usual like us, when we hear some pastimes, very nice, we remain alert, no? Very nice. But if philosophy comes, we feel a little bit sleepy. Of course, Parikshit Maharaj did not feel sleepy, but Sukadeva Goswami could mark that he is not enjoying anymore. I'm speaking of philosophy, he doesn't enjoy that. So Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, immediately he changed the course of discussion. Then he started describing the sweet pastimes of his Damabandhan Leela. Ekada Grihada Asisu Yashoda Ananda Gehini Ekada. So what is this Ekada? Ekada, one day. What is that particular day? It's a very important day that Krishna exhibited this sweet pastimes. As all of you know, Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Gokul. And Gokul, Krishna stayed there for 11 years, 6 months. In Vrindavan, he stayed 11 years, 6 months. Then he moved himself to Mathura. There he stayed for 13 years, 6 months, like this 25 years. Then he moved to Dwaraka. There he lived for 100 years. In this way, Krishna exhibited 125 years his manifested pastimes. So out of 11 years, 6 months, that was divided into 3 persons also. In Gokul, Krishna lived for 3 years, 4 months. Then Nanda Maharaj left Gokul because so many demons were attacking. Then Nanda Maharaj with all his family members, they just moving here and there with the bullock cart and cows and calves. They had no house during that time. Sometime they stayed in Chattikara near our ISKCON temple in Vrindavan. Then different places they are moving for 3 years, 4 months, moving here and there. Then finally they came to Nandagaon, Nandishwar, where they settled for another 3 or 4 years like that. So this sweet pastimes of Damabandhan pastime took place in Gokul. If you go that place, still it is there. That means this must have taken place when Krishna was very small, must be less than 3 years per month. That particular day, Ekada, that particular day mentioned by our acharyas was Diwali day, Dipavali Amavasya day. So that day, Grihadasisu Jasoda Nandagahini, Mother Jasoda herself, Nirmamantha Swamdadhi, she herself is engaged in churning the butter. So why the queen of Braja, the wife of Nanda Maharaj, who has hundreds and thousands of maid servants, she has to churn butter herself? That is because Karmantara Nijuktasu. All the house servants, they are engaged in some other activities. So what was that other activities? That they are busy, so their mother Yashoda personally, she had to churn the butter. The other activities is, the other activities were, now we are celebrating Govardhan Puja after Diwali. But by that time, there is no Govardhan Puja. There is Indra Puja. They are worshipping Indradev. Govardhan Puja was not introduced. All Brajavasis, everybody, they are very busy in preparing different things to celebrate this Indra Puja. And that's why Mother Jasoda, Nirmamantha Swayangadhi, she herself engaged in churning the butter. And our acharya is saying 3 reasons why she had to personally churn the butter. The one reason here you have heard, the Mother Yashoda is thinking that my Krishna, my son, every day going and stealing butter from others' house. So every day some Brajagopis would come and complain Mother Yashoda that Krishna is stealing butter in her house. So Mother Yashoda thinking that in our house butter is not so tasty. So I make this butter so tasty that Krishna will not feel to go out and steal from others' house. That is one reason. Then second reason she is thinking, oh, I love my son so much. My beloved son, my darling son. How can I afford that my maid servants will prepare butter for my son? So out of her intense affection for Krishna, she is thinking that I personally, Swayam Dadhi Nirmamantha, personally, Swayam means personally, I will churn this butter. The next reason is, this butter she was making herself, she was thinking, I'll make nice butter and I'll offer to Narayan. So Narayan will be pleased and bless my son. In this way my son will be blessed. These are the 3 different reasons given in scriptures that why personally, Swayam Nirmamantha Dadhi, this is the reason why she was engaged in churning the butter very early morning on that day. Krishna was still sleeping. Mother Yashoda thinking, as soon as Krishna woke up, then he will start to disturb me. I can no more churn the butter, so I must finish churning this butter before he get up. Then Mother Yashoda let Krishna sleep on the bed inside the room. And in the courtyard, he started to churn the butter. She started to churn the butter. But when she's churning the butter, she's feeling very much separation from Krishna. That much separation she cannot tolerate. So to subdue her separation, from her feeling of separation from Krishna, she was singing songs. Jani jani iha gitani tadabala charitani cha. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, jani jani iha gitani. All these sweet pastimes of Krishna, childhood pastimes, up to now, what I have described to you, tadabala charitani, the childhood pastimes of Krishna, so smaranti tat agayata, dadhi nirmanthana kale, while she was churning the butter, she was remembering the sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna, and she herself had composed those songs. Because that time, there is no Srimad Bhagavatam that she could have heard from somebody. No. What it was happening? She had composed songs. Another village ladies, they had composed songs. And those songs she was chanting, and in this way, she was pacifying herself from the feeling of separation from Krishna. And when Sukadeva Goswami describing this to Parikshit Maharaj, he became so much moved by seeing the parental mood, loving mood of Mother Yashoda. So immediately he started to describe the beauty of Mother Yashoda. While she is churning the butter, the beautiful movements of her body and her dressings and everything. Our Acharya is saying, those days worship Krishna in the Vatsalya Rasa, they meditate upon this beautiful form of Mother Yashoda. Here Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Khaumam Basaha Pruthukatetate Vibhrati Sutranandam Putra Snehasnuta Kutajugam Jatakampa Chabhru. Mother Yashoda says, wearing a sari, Khaumam Basaha, very beautiful sari, made up of very thin strings made from the bark of Atasi flower, and color of that sari was saffron and yellow mixed. And Pruthukatetate Vibhrati Sutranandham. The ladies in village area, when they go to do some hard work, nowadays they tie a gamcha, some cloth, to make very strong. So Mother Yashoda, she had put something known as Kati Mekhala, surrounding her large hip. So there is something she has bound like that. Putra Snehasuta Kutajugam. And she was feeling so much affection for Krishna. There's so much milk was coming from her breast. And her sari was getting soaked with that. Jata Kampa Subhru. And she was churning the butter. So moving her hand like this, her eyes were moving. And what else were moving? Kankano Kundalecha. Her hand, the kankana, the bangles, moving and making sound. And earrings, kundal was also moving. Raju Akarsa Bhuja Chalat Kankala Kundalecha Shuna Bhaktram. And the perspiration, drops of perspiration is appearing on her face. Kabara Bigalita Malati Nirma Mantha. And from her hair, the malati flower is falling down. So in this way, Mother Yashoda was fully engaged. The complete meditation, Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj describing, please listen. Her earrings shook and jingled harmoniously. Then her ankle bells and the golden belt around her waist also joined in, creating a beautiful melodious sound. It was as if an expert kartal playing was going on. Jing, 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 like this. As she was churning the yogurt rod went ghar-ghar, ghar-ghar, ghar-ghar. Maharaj saying it is like playing mridanga, sounding like an expert mridanga player. In this way, Mother Yashoda had full musical accompaniment as she continued to sing about Krishna's glorious childhood pastimes. So this nice kirtan was going on, bhajan was going on there. So whenever pure devotees, whatever they do, it is glorifying. It is bhajan and kirtan is going on there. So Mother Yashoda, in this way, she was engaged. So when Mother Yashoda, very worried how to finish churning butter quickly, Krishna will get up, otherwise disturb me. But all of a sudden, Krishna woke up. That day very early, usually he woke up a little late. But that day he woke up very early. So as soon as the baby, they get up. You know, babies usually they sleep on the lap of the mother. So Krishna was sleeping on the lap of Mother Yashoda. And as soon as he woke up,